Hey, what's up?
What's up? How you doing? Good.
Nice to meet you. You are really attractive, and I'm nervous. I love you.
My name is Cecilia Lucia Campos Gutierrez. I am single.
My name is Shanzi. Hi, boys.
Hi, I'm Chris. I'm an active listener.
My name is Matt Chilton, and I am single.
It's like single, married, and then there's an extra single, and that's the one that I would check off.
What is dating?
Dating in today's society is cruel.
I don't really think that anyone knows how to date. Like, it's not a skill that our generation really has.
In college, I would definitely say hooking up is 100% more common than dating.
Story of boy meets girl. Girl really likes boy. Girl thinks that boy really likes girl.
I wish you could just be old school. You know, like, he looked at me, I looked away.
There's not that, you know, gentleman and lady kind of feel to dating.
Like, no limits anymore. Like, making out isn't hooking up anymore. It's way further than that.
There's a ridiculous amount of pressure on people. Mr. Close Enough is out there. Mr. Perfect, he's nowhere to be found.
About 8 or 9 years ago, I realized that students were dating, and I sort of was finding out things about hookup culture, and I thought, well, this is crazy. So I started asking students to go on what I refer to as traditional dates.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was just a little snippet of a documentary called The Dating Project. And tomorrow evening at 6:30 here in Demnett Chapel, Campus Ministries is showing that documentary. So tomorrow evening at 6:30, where are you going to be? Right here, Demnett Chapel. There you go. Real easy. We're going to watch the documentary, and then we're going to have a panel discussion with some students and some campus ministry staff, and there'll be time for you to ask questions about basically faith and dating and relationships and how all that stuff kind of converges and just questions that you might have. So plan to put that on your calendar tomorrow evening. Also, anybody has ever gone on a spring break immersion trip? Just raise your hand. There you go. Okay. Was it a good experience? All right. Y'all a little quiet today, but that's all right. I'm working with you. So if you are leading a spring break immersion trip for next semester, could you stand for me? Stand. Quickly, stand. So you'll see all these trips. These are the trips that we have for the spring. These people that are standing, Nancy Smith is up here. If you're looking to maybe sign up for an immersion trip, we still have spots, but you need to do it, like, soon. So you can still go online, Campus Ministries, and sign up. And any of those folks who stood up, or Nancy, you can talk to them. They would love to answer questions about maybe what some of the spring break trips will look like and what you're interested in. Now, this morning, I'm welcoming to the pulpit Andrea Ramirez. Y'all give it up for her as she comes. Andrea is super awesome, as many of you already know. She is a senior. She's graduating at the end of this semester. She's from the Chicago, Illinois area.
Plainfield.
Okay. So outside of the city. Yep. And she's a social work major. Any social work majors? Okay. All right. Not a lot of them, I guess. But Andrea is going to share her testimony today. So would you all give it up one more time for Andrea?
I'm a little nervous, but I'll get through with it. Okay. So again, my name is Andrea Ramirez, and I am currently in my last semester at Hope. This week, we're celebrating and we're learning more about immersion trips, and I'm beyond excited to tell you a little bit more about my experiences in Jamaica and Chicago. Hi, Mom. Before I get into it, I do want to share a little bit about my journey at Hope. I transferred to Hope College in the fall of 2016. Before I transferred to Hope, I had the opportunity to visit the campus and explore the town a couple of times because of someone who would eventually try and obviously succeed, since I'm here, to persuade me into coming to the school. This person is my brother Miguel. Miguel too transferred to Hope College as a sophomore. And during his time at Hope, he played soccer and majored in business. I remember visiting and just feeling overjoyed with this place, with its people, and most importantly, with the environment. This last part was crucial during the transferring process. I recall being so happy for my brother because whenever I would visit him, I could see that he was in a very good place. During that time, I could not explicitly say, nor did I know what exactly was about my brother and about this town that made me feel so at peace. Even with feeling this way about Hope and Holland, Michigan, I still was not considering coming here for school. I remember thinking that Hope College was not the place for me. And quite honestly, I was set on a different school back in Illinois. Thinking that I was transferring to a school back in Illinois, I agreed to visit the campus one more time, not only as Miguel's sister, but as a prospective student. And well, on that day, any doubt that I had about this place just vanished. My idea that I knew what was best for me was no longer clear. I remember walking from the admissions office after talking with Lance Pellow, whom I would like to thank for being so patient and understanding, to the DeWitt Center to register for my classes that same day. I was feeling so confused as to why I was choosing to transfer to Hope, even I had said I wouldn't, mainly to my brother, many times before. Now, I can tell you that I made the right decision. And I did not know how to put it into words then, but I recall telling my family, I don't know what it is about this place, but I think that I have to be here. My parents are so supportive, and they really didn't care what school I chose to go to as long as I was happy. My brother, on the other hand, was happier than me. I think he had felt as if he had accomplished something, even though he didn't have to, but. So why Hope College? When Miguel was here, something changed. It was an amazing change. See, Miguel had always been a good brother, a good son, a good friend. I don't know if he was a great soccer player, but, and a good human being. But during his time at Hope, he was transformed. And I remember looking at him and thinking, I don't know what it is about him, but I want that. I wanted that peaceful and loving look sent to him. Those who know me, and perhaps my brother as well, know that I talk a lot about my brother. I love him. He's not here today, but okay. Okay, so after talking about why I chose to come to Hope, I now would like to tell you my why for immersion trips. In the spring of 2017, I had the amazing opportunity of going to Jamaica with an amazing group of people, and I'm hoping that there's a picture. There we go. And this is how great the Lord is. This is a picture of the 2016 Jamaica Immersion Trip group at the exact same place as the previous picture, where my brother also got to spend his spring break. He's somewhere in the back. We did not coordinate this, and though he had shared with us how much he had enjoyed his time in Jamaica, I never thought that I would get to see the same place that he then would talk so passionately about. So one evening after, during the fall of 2016, I approached Coach Smith after a soccer game to ask if I could get more information about the trip, and I was not expecting what was to come. While in Jamaica, our group got to work on the construction of one of the conference rooms at a local church. We also got to visit the Caribbean Christian Center for the Deaf. And although I could not fully communicate with the kids there, I have to say that this place and the people there taught me things beyond sign words. Seeing the children running around the fields and laughing out loud communicated to me so much more that words were not needed. When we came back from Jamaica, I felt overjoyed and knew that the following year I would go on another trip. I just didn't know where. In the spring of 2018, I once again had the amazing opportunity to get to know new people, explore the city of Chicago, work alongside our team and others to provide a safe and encouraging place for elementary school students. During our time in Chicago, we got to serve as mentors to these children while they played outside, work on their homework, or by simply talking to them about their day at school. We also got to work at the school where the students attended. And while being there, we painted one of the teachers' break rooms, as well as a mural in one of the main hallways. It's pretty cool. I tell you, seeing the children's faces and hearing their comments about their mural made the whole trip. They would say things like, "Wow, that's so beautiful." Or ask Michaela, who painted the panther, if she was a professional painter. We would always laugh about that. Reflecting on this, I think that we need not only to embrace our talents, but to see ourselves through a different lens, perhaps that of a 9-year-old. As students, we have the opportunity to spend our spring break at an intentional place with intentional people that seek to show you the world outside of Holland, whether it is locally, nationally, or internationally. I think that many of us who have been part of one here at Hope would say that our initial thought was to say that we wanted to go and help those people in those communities. But I tell you, after serving in Jamaica and Chicago, I am convinced that the one who received the help was me. Through these trips, I was able to discover new interests, learn about different cultures, meet new people, and for me specifically, allow God to fully come into my life. I no longer wanted to have what I had seen in my brother a few years back. I wanted my own personal story. I wanted to pursue God. I wanted a one-on-one with him. So, this past May, I went back to Jamaica for a May term. Or that's what I kept telling myself and my family so I wouldn't feel guilty about going back. Sorry, Mom. Months prior, I had a conversation with Coach Smith about baptism and shared with him that I wanted to be baptized. See, I grew up in a Catholic home, and getting baptized as a kid was my family's way of introducing me to God. But quite frankly, it was not enough for me to actually believe what was being taught. May 18, 2018 is the day that I wanted to fully accept God into my life. I got baptized, not of a tradition, but out of my own desire to grow in my faith and develop a relationship with my Father. It was a beautiful moment, and I am so thankful for those who were there with me. I am so thankful to God for actively pursuing me. I am grateful for the people that he's brought into my life that have served as great examples of what people, or of what a follower of God looks like. I am thankful for my loving family who has become more open about what God is doing in our lives. I am thankful for Hope College because it was here where I realized that the belief that I had things under control was just preventing me from the belief that I needed to accept Jesus as my Savior. It was here at Hope College that I realized that I could not become a whole person just yet because I did not even know I was broken. It was here that the belief that I had a better plan for myself vanished. This belief was not allowing me to see God's perfect plan for me. And to close, because you have to go to class, I would like to reference back to a TED Talk that I listened to over the summer by Dawn Smith. And she said, "Even the hardest day after accepting him was better than the best day without him." Thank you, everyone.